You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. It's a production of the website fagsworshipalphas.com. I am Sam the Faggot, and it's Wednesday, actually turning into Thursday now, and I hope you're doing well. It's terrible with what's going on in the world, and everybody is hiding out in their homes and scared out of their minds, and they should be. Don't listen to the president or anybody in his administration because they are dead fucking wrong, okay? Dead wrong. They've been wrong the whole time, and they continue to be wrong. People are dying. Terrible, terrible stories coming out of the hospitals every day now. So it's real, and you must isolate yourself. That's it. This is not a joke. It's life and death. So choose life, okay? And disregard everything that Trump says. He's wrong, okay? Anyway, I wanted to talk about apex alphas, okay? Apex alphas are very, very special group of males that are different, even from like supreme alphas or just regular alphas. Apex alphas are men who are so superior and so much better than even other alphas that they look up to them, okay? And so they're like, apex alphas are like the kings of alphas, you know, the alphas of alphas. They're like alphas squared, you know. They are, when you have other alphas genuflecting to them, then you know that they are something beyond ordinary, you know. They're supernatural. And, you know, as somebody that studies hierarchy and believes in it, I'm kind of like, I consider myself to be a student of hierarchy, and also maybe a priest of hierarchy. You know, it's almost kind of a religious thing for me. It's probably about as close as I get to religion is hierarchy, because it's real, it's true. And when I've seen apex alphas enter a room, and other alphas are, you can see them visually change in their presence. So it's a real phenomenon among men, you know, who are just prone to hierarchy in the first place, you know. But those super, super alphas, like the most dominant, the most perfect alphas, they exist in a world above the clouds, you know, and we get to interact with them in the world that we live in, but we're not part of their world, and they know it, you know. That's the other thing, they know it. So leading up to one particular apex alpha that I've come to know a little bit over the years. Through this website, I ran across him first on Tumblr. His name was Ehuro on Tumblr. And then I saw him on Twitter, where he was becoming pretty internet famous, I guess, on Twitter. His name on Twitter was Damlias. He had 130,000 followers. Why did he have 130,000 followers? Why did he have all these, you know, Tumblr followers? Well, it's because he is physically the probably the most perfect alpha, or at least one of them that I have ever seen. Okay. He himself has said that he has all four quadrants of the perfect man. He's got a perfect, gorgeous face. He has a great proportioned body that's muscular built. He's got a really nice bubble butt, and he's got a giant cock. And when you have all four quadrants, as he says, you know, you are not like other men, you know, and he is not. Physically, he's not like any other man. He's just an exceptional, exceptional piece of alpha meat, okay? I think probably his claim to fame is his cock, which is, and I compared it to like a great marble obelisk, or like a great marble pillar in a Greek temple. You know, it is giant. It is long and thick and heavy, and it was made to plunder pussy, you know, pussy of anybody that he chooses, basically. It's made for domination, you know. It's like a battering ram, you know, like that battering ram in Lord of the Rings they had, that giant thing with the huge head on it that just crushed that door. That's his cock, okay? He's got a giant battering ram of a cock. And I told him one time that with his cock, he was born to lead and born to breed. And that is the truth. Nature gave him this enormous, massive piece of meat for the sole purpose of him being a king of kings, you know. I mean, whereas a king might have a scepter that he would hold and, you know, have that would designate him king, his Laius's dick is his scepter. It's like his Excalibur, you know. So he became famous basically for that. Now, of course, his Twitter was taken down by Twitter because Twitter sucks. Okay. Fuck you, Twitter. And so he has a new Twitter account called Laius Is Back. And immediately he amassed 20,000 followers, you know, like within days. Why? Again, because he is this apex alpha. And apex alphas only attract attention. They only attract attention because they are so perfect. Everybody comes to him and they're trying to position themselves in his atmosphere. You know, they want to, you know, bow before him and offer him gifts, you know, either of themselves or treasures or whatever. They want to do this. They're driven by hierarchical values that we're born with, you know. Faggots see Laius and, you know, they want to serve him, you know. They can't help but want to serve him somehow. And his standards are so high that he just outright rejects even people you might think were pretty attractive. He is basically knows that he has the pick of the litter. He can pick anybody he wants and say, I want to fuck you right now. get on your knees or whatever. He can. He knows that he has that ability to simply command people to do what he says because of the way he looks and his confidence, you know. It's intoxicating, and people will do it, you know, and he knows it. So, anyway, the reason why I'm kind of getting into this a little bit is because I had kind of a run-in with him, I guess we might say. I was browsing Instagram, and while I was watching the news, and he posted a picture in his story on Instagram. It's him looking at, you know, taking a picture of himself in the mirror, which he does probably 50 times a day. And, you know, he's looking hot. Okay. He's wearing a shirt, you know, a tank top and shorts, and he looks incredible as always. And on the picture, he posted a little blurb. It says, "Do you ever look in the mirror and are like, holy fuck, I'm so gorgeous?" So I saw that and I laughed out loud, literally. And, you know, my basic thought was, oh, there goes my master again, you know, causing shit, you know. And so I LOL'd the picture, okay. And he immediately shot back, you know, what do you mean by that, you know. So my thing, I guess, coming, looking at that picture from my perspective as a Midwestern American boy, who's also a faggot, I mean, obviously, but, like, you know, and I guess I just want to say, like, I understand that he has the right to feel that way about himself, because the whole world is kneeling before him all the time, you know. When you have that much adoration and worship, you are definitely justified in saying something like that. But my thing is, do you have to do it? Just because you can do something doesn't mean you should do something. You know, that's kind of the Midwestern values that I have. I just thought that we all know that he's superior. Everybody knows it. And for him to say, look at me, I'm gorgeous, is, it's redundant in my mind. You know what I mean? But so we went back and forth on this issue and for a long time. And I will give him credit for sticking with it and not just cutting me off, you know, which he could have done. I'm just a faggot, you know. I'm nobody to him, you know. But his point was a sound one, I have to admit, from a hierarchical standpoint, and he was the one that brought it up first. So that just goes to show you right there, alphas do understand this concept, okay, very well. They understand hierarchy. Okay, on a genetic level, they know it's true. But he made the point, if I am what I am in the hierarchy, then I should have the right to say that and be proud of it, essentially, is what he's saying. It was a long conversation, but and I couldn't really refute that, and I actually feel a little bad, honestly. Although my initial reaction was one of humor, you know, and just kind of, you know, head shaking, kind of, oh my gosh, you know, Elias, what are you doing, you know? But my master is correct, okay? in that he does have the right to say that because he is superior and he is gorgeous and he knows it. And he made another point too. He said, "You faggots," meaning me and all of my faggot followers and whatnot, or my fellow faggots, he says, "You faggots like when alphas like me say this about ourselves. It turns you on." He's absolutely right about that. Okay. There's nothing sexier than a man of that caliber bragging about his superiority over us. Because faggots live off of humiliation, you know, for the most part. So, he was completely right about that too. It's really an honor, I think, for me to be able to talk to somebody like him, because Master Elias is an incredible alpha. You know, he is. He's not just a body, you know, not to me. You know, because I'm interested in like his politics and his clear intelligence, his clear love of art and architecture. I mean, I value those things just as much as the giant cock, okay? And I'm not in his, I will never serve Master Elias, okay? I know this. I'm never gonna be able to kneel down and kiss his feet. I'm never gonna taste his cock. I'm never gonna swallow his cum. I'm never gonna be bred by him, okay? I'm not worthy of that, you know. He would never even, he wouldn't look at me twice if I was on the street and he walked past me, you know. But I'm not even sure he would let me clean his toilet, you know, or like cook him food. I don't know if he would even think I'm worthy of that, you know. But I can worship him here, and I can praise him here, and I can value the man that he is inside, that the intelligence and those things I just mentioned that I value about him, that I can get to know those things and appreciate those, you know, and glorify those. So that's my gift, I guess, to really one of the most stunning alphas anywhere online, you know, honestly. So, yeah, I just find it interesting that how the hierarchy plays into these relationships, you know, that that this is a real concept and that alphas know their place and they should not be ashamed to express their pride or their appreciation for these gifts that they were given, you know. Nature gave them those gifts for a reason, because they are our gods on earth. And so, yeah, I mean, why not let them brag about it, you know? Why would we want to stop that kind of glory, you know? It should shine brighter, you know what I'm saying? So I, you know, he... he made some very good points, and I guess this is my way of publicly apologizing to him. He's probably not listening to this, but because he says I sound like a faggot, which I am. So anyway, maybe someday, if you guys all push him, maybe I can get him on the podcast. I would really like to interview him for the podcast. So why don't you guys all go to his Twitter account and bother him until he finally gives in? I doubt if he will do that. He doesn't give in very, very easily. So, well, anyway, I just wanted to talk about that because that conversation kind of, you know, was a strange conversation, but a good one, productive one. Anyway, I hope you guys had a good time. I enjoyed talking to you. It's always nice to get it out of my, off my chest. If you have any questions or comments, you can, of course, contact me on the website, fagsworshipalphas.com, or you can write to me at fagsworshipalphas@gmail.com, or kick@normalsubmissive, and I'm on Snapchat, which is fworshipalphas, and I'm also on Twitter. Yes, Twitter, F Worship Alphas. So anyway, if you have any questions or comments or topics you would like to talk about, that'd be great. We're going to be having guests really soon on this podcast, so look out for that because we're going to have some fun, I think. Anyway, I love you guys very much, and please stay safe. I hope that you will, okay? And I will talk to you later. Bye.